Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe that America has become too politically correct? Von Wiehunt speaks truth to power. Do you see the coming of our political and economic demise? Von Wiehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. And now, broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest, a man who makes no excuses for putting America first. Here's your host, Von Wiehunt the Barbarian.
America, the show must go on each week. We are glad you are here tonight for Epic Episode 46, the April Fool's Day No More, the start date of April 15th, 2021 AD. As I say on my radio show each week, we are a world at war. The powers that be in the lamestream media trolls call us the deplorables. The dregs of society, as Hillary Clinton put it. But I prefer the moniker dangerous and unsavory agents. I had a big supporter and fan of the show call me on the hotline, and he wanted to remind you, as I do each and every week on this show, that the government has announced that they want to give you the COVID jab, folks, each year. These COVID booster shots will never end, folks, as I've told you. In New Zealand, actually, the Prime Minister came out, and she's got a new program called No Jab, No Job. I guess their initial COVID vaccine did not kill enough of you or make enough people really sick. So they have now resorted to issuing the draconian action of giving you a booster shot every year. Don't fall for it. And by the way, it's not even a vaccine. To be forewarned, America, is to be forearmed. We'll talk more about COVID in the show tonight, rest assured. We have a big show, as each week, always packed. We've got our VIP guest. We hope he makes it. It's the Michael Deacon Show from California. He is very busy in an interview right now. Hopefully, he will make it in time. Now, in Russian news, Polish and Russian troops clash this week in Belarus. The Kremlin has activated all Russian cities, it's no joke, to prepare for a state of war. This is no drill, America. And while this is going on, this entire week, Taiwan has recorded the largest ever incursion of Chinese Air Force jets entering the Taiwan airspace on a daily basis as China prepares for war. We say this to all those who subvert the nation from within. We are watching you with intense interest, like a hungry lion on the safari. To our foreign enemies, we always know you are there. In my mind's eye, I believe that incredible things will happen in the days, weeks, and months ahead. We must be prepared going forward. Strength and honor. And this show must go on. Now, some people in all the internet grapevine and conjecture say that World War III is about to start. We hope not. But we do know that some welcome it. But most completely do not want it and they fear it. Either way, no matter what happens, be prepared. Leave nothing to chance. I've told you before, make very strong local associations. All politics boils down to local associations and your elected officials at some point. Whatever they do in D.C. is what they do, but sometimes your local sheriff, your local figurehead might be the place where we could get some common sense in our government. I know the force is strong on this show and to you, all of our listeners. Our power is always resolute and will not be broken. Now, this week, there's been a lot of news on the Russian-Ukrainian front, and I'll give you an update on that. A lot of folks have been emailing me and calling me during the week, et cetera. Always fun. But look, there's a lot of news coming out from Russia, from Europe. In the latest news, the Pentagon has asked for U.S. troops to be sent to the Black Sea region for the upcoming Russia-Ukraine crisis. U.S. naval destroyers were going to be arriving in the Black Sea region within the next 12 to 24 hours, but intel says they were turned back due to Biden and Putin's telephone summit, allegedly, or some kind of a phone call that was made between Washington, D.C., our Oval Office, and the Kremlin. Now, right now, some alternative news sites have already been hacked and taken down as a possible prelude to hostilities or even war in that region of the world. We've also talked about that on this show, where we've had a lot of electronic harassment while we're on the air. Always strange. Now, Russia said this week that if the U.S. fires cruise missiles from the Black Sea via NATO, that U.S. Navy ships could be destroyed. And meanwhile in Russia, the Ukraine, NATO, and Russia forces confidently declare that nothing will happen. And if you hear that, that's their propaganda. So you may wish to rethink your view. Because, I'll tell you why, Russia has issued, with our internal sources, a directive to all their cities and towns on, quote-unquote, burying of the war dead. In the Volga region, and there's a decree that's been sent out of the, it's an organization inside Russia of the urgent burial of corpses in wartime. Putin's not messing around. He is prepping his people. He is preparing them for the worst. Hopefully that will not prevail in the course of world events. But if this had anything to do with Ukraine, why would cities within Russia be told about the expedited burial of war corpses? And also where bodies may be found inside Russia, which leads to the inescapable conclusion that Russia is talking to its cities about the burial of war dead inside the country. And it seems most reasonable that one would think that the only way mass murders would happen and mass numbers of dead corpses and bodies would be found inside Russia in wartime would be if there was a nuclear war or a limited nuclear war inside Russia in that region of the world. We hope that cooler heads prevail always in these situations. Now, the famous Hollywood actor James Woods on Twitter said this past week, he said, "I swear to God, it would not surprise me to see hordes of American citizens drag these obstructionist scum congressmen out of the halls of Congress by their hair. Word to the wise, our patience is truly wearing thin. But I say this, there is an old saying, but Von Weehan says that good things come to those who wait." Now, we get lots of cards and letters for the show. We appreciate that. We want to know what you're thinking. I'll read you some information that I got. Sky writes, "Von Weehan, I'll be staying right here with you. I won't be flying away. I'll be fighting like a soldier. Warriors are what we are. The tribulation will come. Fear should never be an issue." Signed, The Happy Warrior. And this one says, "I say this now for all who hear me. Keep your mind focused on God the Almighty and pleasing Him. Try to live a righteous life, and the other things will not trouble you so much in life." That was written by a guy named Thomas from Virginia. And another person wrote this to the Von Weehan Show. "Von, dude, we have had years of riots, COVID-19 pandemic, and man, I am just waiting now for the UFO alien contact. Your show keeps things on an even keel as I digest all of the national and world news. It's a blend of the iconic Art Bell of the old coast-to-coast radio show, the flamboyant Alex Jones show, and even the Tom Likas show in L.A. back in the day. It's the perfect blend, man. Keep it going on. 3 exclamation points. I love how you say, you too can reach this demographic, America. Love getting those cards and letters. Keep them coming. And Joe Biden this past week proposed that he would send cash payments, I repeat, cash payments, to the third world and keep them there while we cross our fingers that they would not invade our southern border. Biden sending direct cash payments, that's dinero, to you and Hispanic land, cashola, money, fiat currency, whatever you want to call it. Biden sending direct cash to the third world is exactly what they want, and it's the single most dumb idea I have heard in quite some time. And with that, it's time for a show promo.
Von Wehunt speaks truth to power. Von Wehunt speaks bluntly about the need to correct America's course quickly. No excuses for putting America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m. The Von Wehunt Show. Conversation and analysis of breaking news, geopolitical events, politics, history, and some fun, too. Von Wehunt is an astute observer of the human condition. Von Wehunt will cut through the political correctness and speak bluntly about the social, political, and economic demise taking place in America and around the world. Von Wehunt is a nationalist who, without shame, puts America first. Von Wehunt, the Barbarian. Thursday at 8 p.m.
Damn right, America first. And just to piss off the liberal Democrats, I've got my shot of bourbon by my side, my assault rifle with 2 clips, my .45 caliber handgun, my cigar, and my lighter while I talk to the nation. In always that role, here in my underground lair and studio for all of you. And from time to time, we have to talk about some housekeeping issues. Now, many of you are hearing the show on your iPhones, you're on various computers, laptops, iPads, you name it, all across the world. Some of you are in the chat room. We have a disclaimer to the online show chat room. Now, we want everyone to enjoy a fun and positive online environment. So please comment constructively during the show on the air. We've had some interesting banter on that chat room. Online insults, obvious hostility, and abuse directed at the legendary show, our great smart callers, or the awesome host, will not be tolerated. This is your only warning. If you cannot agree to these terms in our chat room, then you will be permanently and happily banned from the show. The chat room is not the public square, but it is the intellectual property of the show and host. Thank you for listening and your patronage, and may this radio show go onwards for 1,000 years. Now that is the disclaimer in the chat room going forward. We've had some trolls that have snaked their way into the chat room. They think they're clever or overly clever and funny. They're not. I heard about it. We have our moderator watches the chat room. I don't during the show. I'll pop in there a few times, but which I did see some of these comments after the shows. So, look, it appears that we have attracted some online trolls in our chat room community recently, and yes, they know who they are. They are starting to follow the show since this only occurs when you are over the political target area, my friends. Now, let me say this. 99% of all who visit the Blog Talk chat room and others online and other various chat rooms have good and positive comments to make. But lately, this has not been the case. So you know where I stand on that. And the generic chat room disclaimer is going to be put out there, which it is. And basically, to sum up, in my view, There's absolutely nothing that an online troll in our chat room contributes to the show or the radio show experience. So if you are in the chat room and you think that your overly clever, smart-ass comments, annoying or abusive behavior, and or online comments, or hurling insults at the show, its host, or callers, mainly the callers, is somehow a bonus contribution to the show in some crazy remote way, then you are truly delusional, and you deserve to be banned forthwith. In that scenario, you truly and only deceive yourself. Like the Joker said in the movie, you will get what you effing deserve. And then you'll be permanently banned from this show for life. And I am not kidding. There will be no appeals. And as Caesar of Rome once said, your fate will be sealed. How about those apples? We have to take a strong line on this because the show is over a lot of target area. And when that happens, you know you're getting flack, right? We don't tolerate this kind of negativity. We strive for a positive and fun chat room and show. Again, most of the comments are great, but I wanted to jazz it up a little bit and let folks know about that up front. So you can say when you call the show or say or email me and say, nobody ever told me, man. Well, we're telling you to your face. So does my radio show offend you? Does it offend some people in the country? Well, tell me which episode so I can do 10 more just like it. You sensitive little bitch. And if we actually needed a general disclaimer, well, now we have one. And so that was going to happen sooner or later. Look, the world's on the brink of war yet again. The world is prepping itself for a major confrontation soon or in the next few years, mine camaraden. As I've told you before, make those big preparations now. Time is of the essence. It's even biblical, as they say. As the good book of antiquity says, a nation will rise against nation. Occupied by hostile foreign powers. A man once said this, I don't want a president who panders to minorities of any kind. I don't want a president who gives money to foreign countries who hate and despise us. I don't want a president who neglects his own base. I don't want a president who just wants to monitor situations. I don't want a president who watches his country burn. I want a president who helps the people who founded this country. I want a president who funds and who fights for his own country. I want a president who loves his base and who loves his country. I want a president that acts and not just talks a big game. Are we all tired of that? I want a president who secures our future for 1,000 years. There's a spiritual war going on right now before our very eyes. We will talk about Minneapolis and the riots there and elsewhere, Portland, etc., all around us. I told you before that these are very dangerous times. If you aren't prepared, if you aren't even thinking about it, you are way behind the eight ball. Put it there. By now, you have all heard about some of the riots taking place in the Minneapolis area when another black man was killed by the police. I'm not going to get into the how and why of it too much. But my observations and what they are not telling you in the mainstream media is basically this. Pandering to Marxists, folks, never works. Ask Foot Locker. They learned this the hard way in Minneapolis. They've been again pillaged, yet they gave $200 million to BLM and other groups. Now, the driver said they pulled me over for air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror. Yeah, right. Many of you don't know that the driver had an outstanding warrant for his arrest. Nothing says fight the power quite like looting than burning your own community down to the ground. People don't even know the full story, but because someone is black, it automatically means a white cop shot a black person for the sole reason he was black. Now, I think this was a terrible shooting. Don't get me wrong. The cop has been arrested for manslaughter, which this needs to be sorted out. Why she grabbed her gun and her taser, I don't know. But it is a very tragic situation, and we also know the Derek Chauvin case is going on, and that's also very tragic. If he's acquitted, that city is going to erupt. But again, it kind of, you know, the angry mobs will take to the streets, that's obvious, but it's sort of like what the New World Order wants. Order out of chaos is always their motto. It's kind of like... this shooting was like, let's preheat Minneapolis 1 or 2 weeks before putting Chauvin's verdict out there, and then it can really burn. But very tragic situations. A lot of people are hurting up there tonight. A lot of people are affected, and there's no easy answers to that area at all. Again, there's blame on both sides here. I don't see what happened. Just amazing to me that you would take your gun out. But again, there's so much information, there's so much evidence that needs to be sorted out and vetted. It will be interesting to listen to, and that'll be a new trial coming up. Poor Minnesota, poor Minneapolis, they have got one altercation after the other, and we just heard of another shooting in Chicago. But we'll talk about these things in just. I don't want to comment too deeply into them because we don't have all the facts at our disposal. But I would say this. If you're living up there, you should be armed and ready for the mob. And if you're a retailer, you should get the hell out because you're going to get looted and burned, and that's pretty obvious. When these things happen, it's always a wonderful opportunity. I'm being sarcastic here. It seems like it's obligatory to loot the local Walmart, Target, and CVS and dollar store. I've seen about 100 videos of this on Twitter and elsewhere. But, it's sad but true. It's where our nation's at right now. We'll take some calls on that tonight, I'm sure. Look, folks, I can always count on all of you to support the show, and we appreciate that. If you want to be a sponsor of the show, please contact me at vonwehintshow@gmail.com or contact the show and station. The longer you live, I would say this, that the more you realize that the only things that truly exist in this reality, it seems to be, are merely pain, suffering, and futility. Everywhere you look in this world, wherever there is light, there will always be shadows to be found as well. As long as there is a concept of victors, the vanquished will also exist. The selfish intent of wanting to preserve peace initiates war, and hatred is born in order to protect loved ones. There are nexuses and all kinds of causal relationships that cannot be separated. All these things need to be sorted out in the coming days and months. The Bill and Melinda Gates Africa vaccine program was brought to America. Now, we talked about COVID many times on the show. The vaccine is a ticking time bomb, and it will unravel your DNA or give you some kind of disease or cancer. Remember, it's all about the depopulation agenda. It's all about plausible deniability. So when you catch these things 2 or 3 years later, the government can say, well, you know, we don't know what happened. They'll just shrug and go, the guy was fine, and the guy died, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years later, and it is what it is. So that's kind of where we're at. We will delve into that as well. And just it's going to be a great show tonight. I can definitely feel it.
Make no mistake about it. It's the Vaughn Wehunt Show, and it's on with Vaughn. You can't handle the truth unless you tune in to the Vaughn Wehunt Show. That's right. He's no rhino. He's no paper-thin prosecutor standing in front of you in the courtroom. He's a real guy with real convictions, and he's got his own show on Thursdays on DarkSkyRadio.com, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Be there. Don't be a wimp.
And now our public service announcement for COVID-19.
Hey, boys and girls in Radio Land, this is your first public service announcement from the communist Biden-Harris regime. Hope everyone has their popcorn ready for the Vaughn Wehunt Show. But in this era of COVID, we have to make sure we wash our hands every day with lots of soap and water. And the CDC says to wear your muzzle mask, even though we think that is a bogus idea for this plandemic. Come on, you know the deal. But let's be safe anyway. Use lots of soap and water, folks. Watch your distance, but stay social and wash your hands every day. You can learn more about by tuning in to this show every week at the same time. This is a government PA brought to you by Wolf Studio Productions and our fine sponsors.
Just love that. Yes. Glad you're here tonight, folks. About the vaccine is, you know, let's face facts. Bill Gates created the first computer virus, and then he also made and developed the first antivirus. In my view, the virus is to get everyone sick, and now you need their medicines. Problem, reaction, solution, if you break it down. They call it the Hegelian dialectic. You want to stay alive? Now you need more of our medicine, and you can never get off of it. And if you don't do what we say, we will cut off your medicine. We will get you fired from your job. We will destroy your pension. It's evil genius all at the same time. Again, problem, reaction, and they, only they, the elite, have the solution. While they believe that you, the people of the world, and me, and all the nations are just a world full of guinea pigs. We're in their petri dish so they can tamper with us and tamper with our DNA. I know a guy who works with numbers, and the numbers 666 and 911 keep popping up, he says. Now, I'll give some anecdotal information, which will go local now. We'll dive local into the scene, right? My trip to McDonald's this past week and a beverage liquor store, which will remain nameless. But I will talk about McDonald's. I love McDonald's. I go there once in a while. I walked in the last 3 mornings in the past couple of weeks without a mask. Now, the nice young Hispanic cashier says she takes my order and then she sort of hesitates. Oh, you got to wear a mask. And I go, no, I don't. I said, the governor of Arizona has lifted the mask mandate. Did your manager not tell you this? And the manager is standing like 5 feet away. And I'm just oblivious to them on purpose, hoping they'll get the hint. And then she gulps and goes, I wasn't aware of that. You don't have to wear the mask. It's a lot like in Star Wars when Obi-Wan Kenobi says, you don't want these droids. You want these other droids. You know, words to that effect. It's use the force, folks. You got, don't forget, we are the resistance. If you don't resist this tyranny, then it's going to continue. And so I went there again, got a coffee, and she mentioned it again. This time she hesitated again, but she felt compelled to mention it. And this time she had a little comeback. She goes, oh, but we have a sign on our door. And I go, I don't read signs that are illegal. How about those apples? And she gulped and went, food, sir. I went, thank you. Gracias. And good day. So I went back a third time, and she basically left me alone. So you got to combat these things. Look, I always say, if you feel you got something, if you feel you're going to contaminate somebody or the world or your next door neighbor, by all means, wear a mask. Do what makes you feel good, but don't wear it because you feel you have to. It's not about your health. The mask isn't about personal health. It's about government compliance. It's making you compliant serfs, peasants, for the political elite. Remember, all throughout history, slaves always wore masks. The New World Order wants you to look like slaves. That's why they make you wear the mask. Got any doctor worth his salt will tell you that's not going to prevent you from getting the virus. So now my story on the beverage and the liquor store. I went in there as well to buy some cerveza, some beer. God forbid in America, right? Well, I bought some beer for a little barbecue party and went in there, and I wasn't wearing a mask. And the one lady was there, and she said, do you have a mask? And I go, yes, I do. It's at my house. What's it to you? She goes, oh, that's fine. I'm sorry, sir. Didn't mean. Look, you got to challenge these people. The art of challenge, the art of the deal that Trump said. Challenge the dogma. Challenge these people. Challenge these Nimrod cashiers that are out there. They mean well. They're well-intentioned. Not an attack against them personally. A lot of these people are just reiterating, parroting what they've been told. And the managers will always back down because in Arizona, as in many other states, the statewide mask mandate has been lifted. Now, they have the right to refuse service. I always keep one in my pocket in case I'm at the cash register, but I haven't had to go that route or go nuclear and put one on. I normally get my way. You got to verbalize these things to them and let them know that you are their resistance. You will not tolerate this stuff. You are better. You are a listener of the Von Wehunt Show. And with that, we will start our great show tonight, as we are the resistance. We are the tip of the spear. Glad you're here tonight. Let's get with Patrick, calling from his secret lair somewhere in Arizona. Let's get him on the air here. Patrick, how's it going?
Unbelievable, Vaughn. I'm actually in Bullhead City, Arizona.
I knew you were somewhere in Arizona. How's it going up there tonight, man?
Well, I'll tell you what. There's a lot of bull going on, I'm telling you. Say, Vaughn.
Yeah, I'm right here, buddy. Talk. Yes, we got you loud and clear. You're live on the air. What's on your mind, man? What's on your mind?
I guess a lot of things, Vaughn. The world's a strange place these days. Because I was listening to the show earlier, and you were talking about a lot of things in regards to the world, but it's just a crazy place, especially right here in the Southwest, Texas, New Mexico, California, Arizona. Why? Because we're being invaded.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. I know, man. It's a crazy world, you know? I mean, are you wearing your mask right now, or are you just maskless up there in Bullhead City?
I'm not wearing a mask. In fact, this woman today told me, Patrick, you don't have to wear a mask. I go, really? Yeah, you don't have to do it. And I go, I keep trying to see, when I see all these women now wearing burkas, I go, you don't have to do this. This is a free country. It's free. Remember, if it's free, it's for me. Hey, you know what
that's right. That's right.
Do you know what you call Bernie Sanders with a war medal?
What's that?
A thief. What's the
love
difference between Bernie Sanders and a grizzly bear?
What's that?
200 pounds in a fur coat.
Folks, Patrick is a good friend and supporter of the show from my KFNX days, and it's been a while, man, so I wanted to bring you back on and catch up with you. You know, you used to be a regular caller back in the day, man. But you know, we left KFNX. We're now on the internet. We have a bigger audience. We're in 15 countries. And we're rocking and rolling, man. You know?
That's right. And we have the potential for 1 billion people to hear our messages.
Oh, I know we're reaching in the millions. Absolutely. Because we get emails. I mean, well, a few weeks back, a guy said, Thailand is listening. And then I said, are you a CIA station chief in Thailand? And then there was silence. So interesting, all the people that call in from Italy, Germany, all over the nation. 92% of our listeners, Patrick, are in the nation, 8% now, and climbing are overseas. How about that?
I think that's excellent. Not
pretty
to
wild.
Change gears,
I know.
But I just saw there's a lawsuit, or you can join a civil action lawsuit if you had been stationed on military bases in the 50s, 60s, 70s because of all the contaminants that they used to dump on the bases.
Oh, I believe it.
Now, you know, all those poor guys that fought in Vietnam got exposed to Agent Orange.
Yeah. Well, I think Agent Orange is going to make one hell of a comeback. We might need it for the zombie apocalypse, man.
Well, what do you think of this, Vaughn? Maybe we should put alligators in the Rio Grande River, and that would be kind of a deterrent.
I love that idea. I think it's great. Because the Rio Grande is kind of a sleepy river.
Anything.
Right. Just put the gators, take them from Florida and put them in the Rio Grande. Great idea.
Yeah. And Louisiana.
And the alligators breed like flies, so before you know it, that will be one toxic stew there, and no one's going to get out of there alive, man. We cannot absorb a million people coming over our border.
If that's not an invasion, isn't that when they should deploy troops and start sending some artillery barrages across, you know, like when they shoot across the bow of the Navy as a warning?
You'd think so, wouldn't you? You'd think so. I mean, this is the thing that gets me about America. They always have this, they always cite some arcane laws that we can't put our military on the border. Then how come every other country in the world can put their military on their border? Why are we so different and so special? That's the one thing, that's why they created the Border Patrol, is because they said, oh, we can't put our military on our border. We want them fighting wars overseas, making money for the military-industrial complex. We want them guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan for 20 years. That's far more important than our southern border, because the corporations want the cheap labor, and the Democrats want the votes. Your thoughts, Patrick?
Well, I totally agree. So
isn't that the way it is? I just nailed it down,
one
man.
One day they're going to grow up, and okay, if that's the case. So, for example, you were at many Trump rallies during the day.
Yes.
Just like I was. And the difference...
As a casual observer.
As a casual observer, but I can tell you, I went to the February 19th rally when there was 20,000 inside, 20,000 that couldn't get in, and then I took my son to the Bernie rally on March 5th, 2020, and they were lucky if there were 4,000 total there, but the media looked like it was packed.
Yeah.
What
I agree.
Did they talk about? You can't believe anything you see on the media these days because you don't know who's manipulating, who's doing the editing. For example, Vaughn, the whole stage thing at the Capitol. Now, you and I were talking about it when we had Easter brunch, about they're not getting tread and being able to prosecute these people.
That's right.
True or false?
Well, it's true. I mean, we like it's just so many things that are going on here. What would you say, Patrick, is the most important thing facing America today? Would you say it's the civil unrest and the riots? Would you say it's corruption in our government? Or would you say it's the border collapse? What would you say?
The corruption in government.
You nailed it. I agree, because with that permeates everything else. Absolutely, man. We have a lot of that right now. It affects everything else, yeah.
Unbelievable. It is so unbelievable. If you look at who we have in cabinet positions.
Well, what's the one thing I call it? It's the thing that thinks it's a man one day and a woman the next, and... You know, looks like Pat from Saturday Night Live, that character.
That's the road I was going to go down to. That's the reference, because I think a lot of people say, oh, yeah, I remember that skit. I remember those.
We call those people Pat. I mean, they're a Pat. You're not quite sure if they're male or female. They talk in kind of a nasally voice. I don't know. I just call them Pat. Not offensive to Patrick, the real Patrick. But, you know, Pat's got – if that's kind of one of those more basic generic name.
Well, yeah, and then you can do the Irish slur on me, Vaughn. Patty.
So what are you doing in Bullhead City, man? What's going on up there? Are you buying arms? Or are you getting your bug out cabin ready?
Well, they are having a gun show this weekend.
What are you doing?
They are having a gun show this weekend.
I knew it. Love it.
So last week was the boat show. They got that going on. And did you hear the big news, though, for Arizona today?
What's that?
We can vote on sporting events now.
As we should.
Yeah. You can go to the casino because they're going to have the betting rooms like they do in Vegas and Laughlin.
Right.
Where you'll get to see all the odds and the, you know, 10-foot flat screens.
Like the sports book in Vegas at Caesars.
Exactly. Yeah. Hail
Love
Caesar.
That. Hail Caesar, my friend. That's right.
That's huge, Vaughn.
I know that's huge.
Because
I know it is.
You know, You know who picked the Baylor Bears to go all the way?
Who?
Patrick, your friend Patty.
Nice. Love it, man. So are you going to the casinos to do any gambling or anything? Or
no, I hate giving away my money like that. My gambling is called the insurance of life. Life, health, auto, disability. Right.
Right.
If I need it, it's there. If I don't have it, I'm screwed.
Right. God, so true. So what are your plans tomorrow up there in Bullhead City, man? What do you have going on for the weekend? Just the show?
At 7 o'clock in the morning, we're going to hike up to the Davis Dam. It's 3 miles up and 3 miles back.
Gotcha. So where are you staying at, man? Is it a friend's house or what? A militia up there or what? What's
it
going on?
I'm in a bunker. You know, they have these tents set up that have those, you know, those big wind air coolers. No, I'm staying at the Tropicana.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, they're in Laughlin.
Right.
In Laughlin. Okay. I've been there before. Yeah, gotcha. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So when are you driving back?
Sunday afternoon.
Okay, gotcha. Nice.
I'll be on the highway to hell. No, I call that Interstate 10. That thing is a zoo.
That's Interstate 10, about
Sunday
to say.
From California
huh?
and all those people coming back on Interstate 10, it's a zoo.
I know it is. It's crazy. Yep, they're all lined up, ready to come back. So what are your thoughts on Minneapolis, man, and all the recent riots and activities out there in the streets?
Well, as you mentioned last week, it's a third world nation now.
That's right.
Minneapolis, it's just like there's no law and order. It's chaos.
That's right.
Of course, what do you call it when you have a good-looking woman on the University of Minnesota campus?
You tell me.
A visitor.
Oh, my God. That is funny as hell. Love it. Well, you know, it kind of ties in with the border thing nationwide. I mean, I keep telling folks if you import the third world, you're going to have the third world. Going to happen.
You know, that's interesting. It's interesting you say that, Vaughn, because do you remember in the 70s and 80s, we would say you could take the person out of the ghetto, but you can't take the ghetto out of the person.
I think Jesse Jackson said that, right?
I don't know who did, but I just know that
it's like
you're a product of your environment. If that's all you know,
yes,
for
you
example,
are.
I met a guy in Aptos, California, a retired medical doctor who was born, raised, and trained in West Germany.
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me in 1992 when they had the unification vote, you know, you got the vote,
mm-hmm.
30%
right.
of people still voted for the Communist Party because that's all they knew.
That's all they know. Right. That's one thing that we don't want in this country, Patrick. We don't want the communists to take over. People forget the Communist Party in America is alive and well. It's not a joke. They are
1917.
They're here. Yeah, they're alive and well, man.
I can show you this letter that this woman who was much older than me gave at Arrowhead Mall, and it was from her mother. And it was from December 1917. They were sending money to Detroit to churches to indoctrinate people into the communist way. And that was back in 1917. And I think we had this discussion too during brunch. If it was 1930 and we were in Central Europe, what were our choices? The Nazi Party or the Communist Party?
You know, that's the thing that most people don't grasp, is we had a spirited discussion on that. People are so insulated in America, they can't see the forest for the trees. But if you were in Europe, yeah, in the 1920s and 30s, people forget, this is what I go back, I just go back to 1917, and you and I talked about this. When, and this is like a little history lesson for the audience here, most folks already know this, like us, but for those that don't, when Lenin took over in Stalin, when they took over Russia in 1917, the Bolshevik Revolution, they did not sit there in Moscow and celebrate themselves for 20, 30 years and drink vodka shots, okay? They didn't sit around and just, you know, lay on their laurels. Real Bolsheviks, communists, they immediately got to work and they disbanded thousands of street agitators all over the capitals of Europe. They sent them to Austria, Vienna, Berlin, London, Norway, Sweden, Italia, France, you name it, they were there. And they got the people all riled up. It was called for many years the Red Scare, the Red Menace. What did it entail? I'll even break it down for you further. Let's say, Patrick, you had a little bakery, you had a little store. Well, you know what? You don't want to give any money, any protection money to the mob. They don't like you because of your politics or whatever, your pedigree, your heritage. And they throw a Molotov cocktail in there to burn you out. Or they come in there with their thugs or, you know, Soviet-trained thugs to rough you up or rough up your customers, get tribute, like a kid trying to take your lunch money, right? Well, that went on for years, bricks thrown through the windows. And I always say that there's a reason in history why things happen. And so, you know, both Hitler and Stalin were bad guys. We're not even going to go down that rabbit hole. But my point is that there's always a checkmate to that. The Nazi Party was a checkmate to the Bolshevik communists who were there first. The communists were doing this for 10, 15 years. The people, the businesses of Germany said, we need a strong man to combat this hell that we're in. And they backed him financially. And that was the rise of Adolf Hitler in Germany. And so there's a reason why things happen. You know, yeah.
Right. A hypothetical question. Let's say Hitler never got into power. How long would it have taken the communists to take control of all of Europe?
Oh, they were poised to take over all of Europe. They were poised, actually, to win when Hindenburg was about to die. And they were poised to take over Germany in the next election by intimidation, by the Red Menace. Remember, they had – people forget, we live in a very – comfortable world in this country. We have drive-thrus and all that and movie theaters, and we live really insulated. But in that I have studied that era a lot, and what it is there were street battles all in Berlin and all over many cities and towns in Germany. The veterans of World War One, Patrick, were called the Free Corps, and they were organized by officers in the World War One, the Germans, to combat the communists who were trying to take over city blocks, literally take them over, take over your businesses, burn you out, beat you out. And they were shooting rifles in the streets. They were shooting cannons in the streets, howitzers, if you will. There's tons of photographs of this, this is like in 1928, 29, 30, 31, all the prelude to Hitler. So there's a reason why people rise to power. There's a reason why things happen. I'm not saying it's good or bad. I'm just saying there's a reason. So that was the reason. And we all know what happened from there. But, you had very stark choices in Germany. You know? It is what it is. You know, you can't rewrite history, folks. It happened. Embrace history. We have to learn and understand that when the communists are in the streets, that they don't stop there. The left doesn't know, Patrick, when to stop. That's the one thing we have going for us. They always, always, you can take it to the bank. They'll always overplay their hand. Your thoughts, sir?
Well, and I just thinking about things retroactive about what we were talking about in regards to, you know, Minneapolis and seeing everything that's happening. And I ask you the question. You don't think these insurance company CEOs are not calling these governors and senators and mayors going, you better get this stuff stopped because we're not going to pay those claims for all that destruction?
That's right. Well, if I was a business in Minneapolis, if I was a CEO, I would say we're closing shop and we will never return. Never return. So we're not going to sit here and get burned out. We're not going to sit here and lose millions of dollars. We're not going to sit here and have our employees get assaulted and accosted. And some might even be joining in on the looting. Who the hell knows? But I wouldn't even stay there. I would just pack up, time to pack up and go for greener pastures. Pack up, pack it all up. Leave them high and dry and just go. Yep.
Didn't Target announce that they're leaving Minneapolis? They're not going to stay downtown Minneapolis? And
as
I think
they should.
GM, they should hike.
Yeah, as they should. I mean, I wouldn't stay. You're just asking for more and more problems. You're asking for more anguish. You're asking for more riots. You're asking for more looting. You're asking for more financial losses. Okay. You're asking for more assaults to your employees and customers and more lawsuits. It's just, look, no matter how you slice it or dice it, it's a bad situation, man. And I would just pack up and go. Pack up the wagon. We're out of here. Yep. That would be my decision. We're leaving Minnesota. Well, Minneapolis for good. We may be in small towns in Minnesota. Now, that's where I would put my stores, in the more conservative areas. I would cater to them,
then,
the farming,
the people,
stuff like that.
Vaughn,
yeah.
People have told me, Vaughn, people have actually told me who are from Minnesota that there are areas now that you can't even fly the American flag or your house will be, you know, rocked and, you know, everything.
That's right.
Because
that's
the demographics, they have been changed thanks to Bo and Joe from 2009 through 2017.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it all started under Bo and Joe, Barack Hussein Obama. This all started under 2008. Barack Obama, in my view, was sort of the precursor to a lot of this. His job was to destabilize the United States, in my view, in my jaded view. And he did a damn good job of it. He encouraged, empowered the militant underclasses. They're not all militant, but again, there are a lot of militants and he got them all stirred up. He stirred them up. He empowered them. He told them, I'll back you up. Just go out there and do your thing. And that kind of started it. It was bad enough before then, but when Barack Hussein Obama got in there, it hit the fan. It was, and people thought we were actually going to delve into a civil war type situation, which we don't want. I don't want that. But I also am aware that if you don't prepare for war, you're going to be the victim of it. So we don't want that either. So it's kind of that you got to understand that you got to be ready for anything. And the main word here is proximity. Don't be near any of these things, folks. Don't go to the riots. Don't be near these things. Get the hell out. Avoid and deflect as long as you can. Now, when it hits your doorstep, Patrick, or your driveway, they knock on your door, as I've warned people before, then that's a whole different story. And that is when you need to take decisive action. Go ahead, sir.
For example, when Trump came to Phoenix, I think it was August 2018,
mm-hmm.
And that's when it was hotter than hell, August, you know, 118, the mayor, Phil Gordon, right? No, Greg Stanton wouldn't open up the doors. He goes, I'm going to make those Trump supporters suffer out there in the heat. And then
that's right.
There were two blocks where they quartered off the protesters, right? And then tried to move
right.
them out of the way. And you know all those people were paying to do that. They weren't doing it for free, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. I know.
So, I mean, I just think every major city, in fact, if I could, I'd live in a more remote area of Arizona because I don't want to be around when the chaos hits.
Well, that's the whole deal. And we talk about things other shows don't talk. There's so many rhino talk show hosts that are out there. Even here, they're afraid to talk about these things because, again, their program director won't let them talk about these things. They're afraid to offend the advertisers. They're afraid to offend the station or some of the snowflakes that listen in. That's why they're watered-down rhino radio talk show hosts all over Phoenix and other parts of the country. They might mean well, but not all, but some of them, definitely a lot of them, don't. I always notice they barely go out there a few inches, and they run right back on that limb. They're afraid, God forbid, we piss off an advertiser or we go a little too far, you know. And that really is what's, and that's the great thing about my show, is that when you call in this show, I am the program director, I am the host, and I am the producer of my show. I do have some help and the a few moderators, et cetera. But basically, and we've got our illustrious Irish pirate as our tech wizard now of the show. And before that, we had Will Studios. And so, yeah, so we have some help. But I am the program director. So I trump all the people that try to tell me what to do. I'll tell them to screw you.
Okay, so
this
have
is my show. And then Patrick has a right to speak. Take the floor, buddy.
I have a new nickname for you, Vaughn.
What's that?
TC, Total Control.
I love it. I love it, man. Patrick, what are your final thoughts to America, bud? What would you like to tell the American people from Bullhead City, Arizona, your fortress? Tell
us, man. Let me make everything perfectly clear, Vaughn. I am not a crook.
I knew that. Patrick, thank you, bud.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on. You stay safe and be safe.
You know it, man. Thanks so much. Call the show back anytime. We'll get you on, bud. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. Folks, that was Patrick calling from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick the Patriot is his nickname. We have other callers. We've had them over the years. We had the one that I was talking to a friend of mine about. We used to have this lady call from L.A. called the Lady Hitchhiker. I have no idea who she was. She used to call the show with this sultry female voice. We had the one lady out there in Ontario we spoke to about a month or so ago. But Lady Hitchhiker, if you're out there, call the show. Lady in Ontario, the other sexy lady there, call the show. And we got a lot of calls. We will get to all of you here momentarily. But first, Rocky Balboa is here to talk about the Vaughn Weekend Show.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
Yeah, a young prince, so I know I'm trying to shine again. Got the mic in hand, so you know I'm finna rhyme again. Hope I don't cause offense, but the title I will defend. Proper rocking taps and hits when I pull up inside the band. Oh, and I don't even got my temps yet. The main attraction.
We are the main attraction. We have, I think Michael Deacon might be calling in here. He just emailed the show, and we'll try to get him on very, very soon. But, folks, we're glad you're here tonight. The number is 563-999-3437. And let me go back on a few things here that we were talking about earlier. Regarding the so-called COVID vaccine, and I want to say this with all seriousness, and you need to say this as well, in the privacy of your own home. Here's the pledge, the Patriot pledge regarding COVID. I will not be masked, tested, tracked, poisoned, or chipped to support this orchestrated and elaborate lie and hoax. This is not about science, people. It is about compliance and more government intrusion into your life. This is not my new normal. I do not consent. Now, COVID is a there's COVID-19. There will be COVID-20, 21, 22. Isn't it strange that the flu vaccine they normally always have every spring is now gone? And all they talk about now is COVID. They want you to have a vaccine passport in the future to travel inside America. But isn't it strange that illegals with COVID get in for free with zero papers? With all your papers. Do you understand what is going on, America? Do you now see the game and how it is being played against you? Throughout history, the mask has always been a symbol of slavery. People used to fight against slavery. Now they seem to beg for it or comply and look like the part. And regarding guns and gun control, it's not just that I care about my right to own a gun and protect my family and friends. It's also that I question your intense motivation for trying to stop me from being able to do it. Always listen to the show if you are unmasked, unmuzzled, unvaccinated, and unafraid. Senator Lindsey Graham this week, to his credit, told Dr. Death Fauci to go to the border and see the biggest super spreader event in the nation. As the so-called top infectious disease doctor has turned a blind eye to the risk of infectious disease coming across our nation's southern border. Isn't that true? Fauci is bought and paid for, in my book. And a man once wrote this, "If I poisoned my kids, I would go to jail. But if Monsanto poisons them, they would get FDA government approval." Think about that, America. Someday we shall look back on this dark era of agriculture and COVID and just shake our heads. How could we have ever believed it was a good idea to grow our food with poisons or to inject them in our body? This is the case for Detective Colombo.
I think we share some similarities. It's very interesting. I've got a very inquisitive mind as well. Whenever I'm on the case, I'm always wondering about every aspect of what's going on, what's happened, what it could be. Just like when I ask, before I go, sir, just one more question. What time is the Von Weehunt show on Thursday night, you say? Between 8 p.m. and 10 p.m. Okay, I'll be there. I have some more questions then. I'll call in. Okay. Thanks a lot. Enjoy the Von Weehunt show.
Great. Now let's go to a call. Let's go to the Gunslinger in Dallas, Texas, as promised. Gunslinger, how are you doing tonight, sir?
Well, actually, it's raining out there right now. Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, it is. Getting some of that Dallas rain. How are you doing?
Yeah, that Dallas rain. Yeah. For this time of year, thank God it's not cold anymore. I'm not a cold gunslinger. I'm a warm gunslinger.
Right. But it rains a lot there during the spring. That I know.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's three little points here I'd like to bring up real fast. You know that cop that shot that kid on that traffic stop?
Yeah.
Traffic stop, a while back there.
Right.
Now, this has got to be a new form of stupid, okay? This cop was a 26-year veteran, okay? 26 years on the force, okay?
Right.
Okay, cops carry – their gun, obviously a real gun, and cops also carry those little electric shocker things called tasers. And
right.
they're color coded. You know, the taser is a bright yellow, okay, while the real gun is usually a dark blue or gray color, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't care what kind of heat of the moment that you're in. When you are a professionally trained individual, law enforcement personnel, professional, okay, if you cannot tell the difference between a brightly colored taser and the grayish dark color of, say, a Glock gun, a real gun, then, number one, you damn sure don't need to be a cop. You need to be out in the sidewalk
right.
or in the ditch picking up trash. I mean, the
right.
video clearly shows her body cam holding the gun. Was that thing bright yellow? No. And you're supposed to be a 26-year-old seasoned veteran of the law enforcement department. Man, is this a new form of stupid or what?
No, man.
This is ridiculous. I hope they put her in prison for the rest of her life because she deserves it. If you cannot distinguish those two differences, then like I said, you need to go in the ditch and pick up beer cans or trash because you're more suited for that. And you damn sure don't need to be carrying no damn gun, any type of gun, not even a squirt gun for that matter. Okay? That's ridiculous.
Even though
the kid had a worn out for his wrist and all this crap, okay, that's fine. Well, I don't give a damn if he's pink, pokey, black, green, or slimy brown. It doesn't matter, okay?
That's right.
That's no excuse. There is no excuse in that situation whatsoever, you know.
Oh, I know, and she's been arrested on manslaughter charges and possibly second-degree murder. She's been arrested. They have her in custody, so... The police are doing their due diligence.
Yes.
The chief has resigned.
Yep.
And rightfully so, probably. You know?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, it's definitely
a
tragic circumstance.
Tragic circumstance, no doubt about it. Some good news here in Texas. You know that Governor Abbott did declare the state of Texas as a sanctuary state. So any of those bozos in Washington deceive us. I don't care what they pass. It's not going to happen in Texas. They're not going to enforce any of it in the state of Texas. And
good.
Today, thank God, the constitutional carry passed the House. So we're on our way for constitutional carry in the state of Texas. Finally,
now
overdue.
Explain to people that don't know what constitutional carry means for you in Texas. If you own guns, what does that mean on the street?
Okay. Let's break it down. Normally in the state of Texas, it was passed in 1995. In fact, I was the first one to get a concealed handgun license, a CCL, concealed, or CHL, concealed handgun license.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That means that you had to ask permission from your master, the state, if you wanted to carry a gun. It had to be concealed. Can't be opened
mm-hmm.
or open, you know, inside. It has to be in your jacket or your pants or wherever, okay? That's been pretty much the law ever since 1995, okay? Now, with the passage of this, which I think it will just sail right through the Senate, now with this, you no longer have to have a permit or a license or permission from your master, being the big state, to carry a gun concealed or openly. Just like the other 20 states.
Excellent.
Texas will become the 21st state, okay, that will pass the constitutional carry. When you say constitutional refers back to the Constitution under that little thing called the Second Amendment that we're also
mm-hmm.
proud of. You have a right to keep and to bear arms. Bear means wear, okay? So under
yes.
the Constitution, you don't need permission from daddy, the big, you know, state, you know, daddy state, or, you know, like, or your master, may I please carry a gun? No. it's clearly stated in the Second Amendment that you have the God-given right to do it. I mean, that plain and simple. What part of this does these idiots do not understand? Okay, you know, like I said, I've carried a gun and I've shot it. I shot my first high-powered 12-gauge shotgun. I got it sitting right over here in the corner when I was 10 years old. Okay, knocked me on my ass.
Damn right.
I've loved there ever since. Damn right. Okay, so.
That's right.
There should be no problem. I don't understand why. Of course, you know, Texas is a very good gun-friendly state, okay, as most of the southern states are, you know, except, you know, you know, like New York, Chicago, and all of them. How them gun-free zones doing you up there, idiots? Your crime rate's going through the roof. Every type of crime is going through the roof in these.
All the gun-free zones, man, are major crime zones in America. You know, under the big blue Democrat state, they're all war zones now, right?
Yeah, and remember where the gun-free zones came from. Came out of the warped, and I will say warped, mind of a Democrat liberal. That's where the gun-free zones came from, okay?
They figure
in their fantasy world, which they live in a freaking fantasy world, is that if there's no guns, then nobody will get shot. Okay.
That's right. They don't live in reality, man.
They don't know.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. They're completely detached from reality. Okay. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, these things, yes, guns are dangerous. They are deadly, but so is your car. Your car weighs a whole lot more than my gun does, and it's a deadly weapon. You can run over people, can't you? Sure you can.
Yes, it is. 3,000 to 5,000 pounds coming at you. It's going to kill you. That hurt
That's
like
right.
hell. You better believe it.
And my little tool right here weighs maybe a pound, pound and a half, okay, compared to 4,000 or 5,000 for a vehicle, just a car, okay? I mean, everything, your house is filled with different tools that you could kill somebody with. Physically,
sure.
Mentally, poison. Okay, look under your sink. It's loaded with all kinds of different poisons. Okay, knives, kitchen knives. I think a kitchen knife can kill you pretty dead too. Last time I checked. Okay, so yeah, I mean, these people would probably want all this stuff banned, outlawed. Now, how are you going to do that? We just might as well lock everybody up in a rubber room and throw away the key. If they had their way, you know, the liberal Democrats, you know, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just totally insane that anybody, they're obviously not American. In my opinion, they're commie little bastards. Okay. And they should leave this country. If you do not like this country and the way things work here under the Constitution, not the corporate rule, you know, we have two types of constitutions here. We have the true and organic Constitution, and we have this corporate Constitution that we're under now. The organic is still there, and it's still in full force and effect. The judges say, "Oh, we're not using that old law." BS. It's still in full force and effect today, right now. But they want to use
that
corporate law, and this is where the problem lies. This is where, you know, you go out there and you shoot somebody, you know, in a criminal type situation, not in self defense, but if you're a criminal. You rob somebody at gunpoint and you do all this and you rape their wife and their dog and their tree out in the backyard, they'll just give you a slap on the wrist. Okay? Bad boy.
Right.
Don't you do that again. Under the real law, the organic law, you'd be swinging like a chime in a tree, if you get my mean. You know, a little thing called rope.
I do.
Like they did back in the real justice days. You know, and I said this before that, you know, they used to hang people in the courthouse in downtown Dallas. There's a room
down
there.
Yes, they did.
They made it into a museum. I've seen it. Yes, they did. And I've seen it. It's got a hangman's noose in that baby. That's where they hung people. Downtown Dallas.
That's
right. Courthouse back in the day. Okay. Most every courthouse in, at least the southern states anyway, had the same thing, had the same room, whether it be the sheriff's or the courthouse. That's where the judge, the jury, and the executioner was. And that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, I've always said this, that the rope equals justice. That's what it was for. The real people just...
Gunslinger, very great comments, man. Yeah, people forget this country was young, virile, and this nation was founded on the gun, okay? And guns are part of America's
Absolutely.
Culture. Unlike a lot of parts of the world, also we have revolution in our blood. It was Vladimir Putin of Russia who said that America would never be invaded because the people have that revolutionary war spirit and blood. The world's leaders recognize this, and they know they have always ruled against any kind of invasion against America because they said we are walking into a slaughterhouse. And yes, and they would be. Because, and also for, you know, crime and punishment, I mean, people forget that this country was raw, and there was a lot of crime and a lot of criminals. And back in the day, they had to be pretty tough on these things. And over time, we have watered things down, and this is why we have problems. This is why we have the problems that we have, too.
You know why there is the other side of the problem is that we've become too politically correct, PC, not
mm-hmm.
plastic crap, politically correct. Okay, we're so afraid
right.
to offend somebody. Well, you
God
can take
forbid.
That.
That's right.
No, I mean, oh my God, you mean life is fair? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Tell me it's not so.
Don't say
tell
it, man. Don't
so.
Say it.
I mean, come on now. But we have become so just might offend somebody, and you know. Me, that's why I'm called the gunslinger. I don't give a flying, you know what. I will tell you how the cow eats the cabbage, and if you don't like it, you can go kiss that tree in my backyard, and I'll mark the spot on it. Okay?
I
my
love
dad was
it.
The same way. That, you know, he said, boy, don't you ever back down to anything. You know, it's a cruel world out there, and if you don't stand up for your rights and you tell people, hey, I don't care if you're offended. I don't care what color you are. I don't care, period. If you don't like it, plug your ears with quick-setting concrete and go stick your head in the sand. Period. One more point for the riots that they're having up there because of all this stuff. I hope their city burns. I hope it
yeah,
burns.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that. A lot of people are saying
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because, and that's not to, you know, there. I'm sure there's a lot of good people up there in those cities. But those cities are infested with Democratic governor, mayor of those cities, they are responsible, and they have the blood on those people's backs. The people that are getting burned out and all this crap, okay, and killed
That's
or
right.
whatever, okay? Everybody needs to blame those Democrats because they have the blood of those people on the backs, just like those people that came up, or the Democrats that came up with these gun-free zones. They have the blood on every person that has died in this country because of gun-free zones. They have the blame for it. Go ahead and have a nice night.
I agree. Gunslinger, thank you so much for calling the show tonight, man. Spot on. Great comments. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
Yes.
Folks, it's Gunslinger from Dallas. Agree. Great call. Look, there's also militant communists and militant Democrats and all kinds of people with agendas and axes to grind, pun intended, that are going and driving to Minneapolis, too. They're coming in from outside the state, and they're arriving. And that's why I said to you a month ago, that city's going to burn because of the people that are coming in. Not so much there's good local people up there, but again, unfortunately for them, they're caught in the crossfire. This is, again, even more reason why you need to be armed and ready and prepared. We don't know what's going to happen up there, but it's not looking good. And by the way, I want to thank our sponsor of the show tonight is Northwest Valley Towing, serving Glendale, Surprise, Peoria, Sun City West, and El Mirage. If you're in the Phoenix area, I use these guys religiously, Northwest Valley Towing for my cars. Contact them at 602-615-1604. Brian and his great dad will help you move your car, move your SUV, move your truck wherever you need to go in the valley. And it's Northwest Valley Towing, the premier towing service serving primarily the Northwest Valley here. And I love these guys. They are awesome. They are a great sponsor tonight for the show. Northwest Valley Towing has been around. It's a family-run business. They've been around for many, many years and decades. You got trucks all over the place. Can't miss their big trucks. Northwest Valley Towing, again, 602-615-1604. We love them. They love the show. And, folks, you can contact the show anytime. We do thank all of our calls. We'll get to more calls here in a second. Many of you email the show or call me or find me on Facebook. Some of you even send me a postcard from time to time, and it sounds a lot like this. Shocking Blue, a little bit of retro 1968. We have a huge music itinerary. I play sometimes music to accent something or to give a break. You can't hear the drone of anyone's voice. It's good to have a break every now and then. And with that, we're going to the back to the phones. We have Paul the Gladiator coming from his compound, sword and shield ready. In the North Phoenix suburbs, let's get him on the air. Gladiator, are you there tonight? How you doing, man?
Good, man.
Nice.
Ready for the show.
Nice. What are your thoughts tonight, big guy? What's happening?
I got five specific thoughts, okay?
Nice. Hit me up.
Right. First, like Patrick the Patriot said, I think it's one of the best ideas I heard. Let's make the Rio Grande River a United States castle moat with the East Texas and Louisiana Gators just roaming in the river, taking all the illegals out. It's an easy way to feed them and to stop our tax dollars from going to illegals. I think that was awesome. That's number one.
Yes, I love that. Yes.
Number two, you and Patrick the Patriot were talking about how the voices were given to BLM and Antifa by Barack, insane Obama, okay?
Yes.
So here's how we actually did it. not a lot of people know this, but you know I do all my deep research, and Barack Insane Obama actually owns a lobbying company on K Street in Washington, D.C., that created Antifa. He actually created Antifa. And they fund all the Antifa camps that train all of the Antifa members how to fight in the streets. Not a lot of people know that, but that's true.
That's true.
Okay. All right, number three. In your opening, you were talking about the Von Wee Hunt Show chat room.
Yes.
And the little Democrat and liberal brats, right? The bitches who are complaining. So here's my thought. Yeah, here's my thought on that. So at least we know that we are getting deep under their skin. We're hitting the bone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting so pissed off only because if you've ever talked to a Democrat and a deep liberal, you understand, and it's probably the same with these in the chat room, that they have absolutely no defense to make any logical argument for their side.
That's right.
What are your thoughts? Yeah.
I totally agree. I mean, we are over the target area, and that's when you always hit flak. And I've noticed the last couple of weeks, we had a few people that were on there that I noticed later. They think they're affecting me during the show. Most people don't. I glance at the chat room during the show. Now, since I'm in there a little bit more, I'm going to have to police it a little bit more, which is no problem for your illustrious host who can multitask. Yes, folks, I can chew gum and walk at the same time. Believe it or not. So tonight it's great. We've got Freedom One in there. We've got Gunslinger 1964. I won't name the other people that were in there to give them any to dignify them, but they know who they are and they're not there tonight. And again, that's why on each show now we're going to have a disclaimer on as I had told you early on, just to dissuade them, because I will permanently ban them. They will not be to the Blog Talk studio told me that when they're banned, they are banned from the entire Blog Talk network and all shows.
Right.
From
right.
their tech people. Well, I dug into that as well. So
it's good to know that the gunslingers, either a 56 or 57 year old gun owner, that he has the year of his birth in his date. And,
yes.
And
as 1964, love that.
Right. So, as the gunslinger said, that stupid bitch, I mean, I was a sheriff for 6 years. If you don't know that you're pulling from your shooting side, you're not only the color that gunslinger mentioned, right? You got a bright yellow or bright red taser versus a gray, light gray, dark gray, black, or deep blue gun that is a service gun. You know, the whole thing is that's your dominant side that you're pulling the gun from, not your non-dominant side where your taser is. So if you're left-handed, your dominant side, your gun is in your left and your taser is in your right. If you're right-handed, it's the opposite. Gun in your right, taser in your left. This stupid bitch just caused an uproar at the worst time in the worst city ever. Right? Like, how stupid. Anyway, let's get beyond that. So number four, if not a lot of people were watching today, the New York House rep, the little fat Oompa Loompa Jerry Nadler and his little team, they wrote a bill. You love that. They wrote a bill.
I love that.
Called Expand the Court. Now, we knew this was coming sooner or later, right? They want to act. They wrote a bill to take the Supreme Court from 9 Supreme Court justices up to 13 Supreme Court justices, and here is their reasoning for it. The Republicans stole, they used the words, stole two seats in the Supreme Court to make it a 6-3 vote. But we already know that the Chief Justice, Roberts, he's a left turncoat. He's Benedict Arnold. He's already made it a 5-4 court. But they're saying that because legally these justices were put on by Donald Trump, that it was stolen from them. So they're going to re-steal it by adding 4 court justices. Now, here's what I would say. Go right ahead. You're losing the 2022 election. You're going to lose the 2024 election. Trump's coming back after the other states that allowed all the fake votes to go through are going to fix it, including Arizona, just like Georgia and Texas. Trump's going to win the next election, and we'll go from 13 justices to 25 justices, and we'll flip it to be 18-7 and dare you to go to 51 in 10, 20 years. It'll never happen. But go ahead. Go do it. By the time you win this vote, the Senate will be Republican again, and you'll never get them in anyhow, and you'll allow Trump to put an additional 4 in 2024, 2025.
I say,
go ahead and pass the fucking law, you stupid, fat, little Oompa Loompa Jerry Nadler. Go ahead. Do it, and now you'll lose more, and then we'll make it 25 anyways, even though we announced the new 4, and we'll destroy your Supreme Court, right? That's number 4.
Right.
Number five. So the drug giant Pfizer announces today, as you mentioned it earlier, because we talked about it earlier, that everybody who got the first and second Pfizer shot, and people that are rolling up for the second shot, they're going to want a third vaccine shot as a booster. And they later came out in the early evening that everybody that gets the Pfizer vaccine is going to need and want a shot each and every year from now until when the four horsemen come for the apocalypse and destroy planet Earth, right?
That's right.
Every year.
Get your booster shot because we haven't killed you yet. So keep taking it until you're dead. How about that, America? What they're saying,
right.
Boil it down.
And
we don't like you. You're a bunch of useless eaters. And we want you all gone because you talk back to us and we don't like it. We're the Democrat Party. They hate that. Go ahead,
right,
sir.
Well, and I don't know that it's strictly the Democrat Party. I believe it's the Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3 families of the New World Order, and we're talking the Rockefellers, the Vanderbilts, the Carnegies,
sure,
the Morgans. I mean, it's the massive
Democrat
party.
It's much
yeah.
bigger than the Democrats, yeah.
Right, right. They're just willing to bow down, you know. So, and then, as you mentioned earlier, isn't it amazing? Nobody even mentions out there in the world that the regular flu vaccine has gone up in smoke. This thing has been put away in the closet. Right? No more regular flu vaccines. You need the COVID, quote-unquote, 2019 vaccine every year. You know, vaccine your infants and your babies. When they get born, give them the vaccine so that they can't reproduce. We'll even further destroy the intelligent quotients, and for those layman terms, it's IQ. We'll destroy those down below where they're going now. We'll get them into the 80s and 70s sooner or later so that you're just zombies walking around the earth, i.e. the zombie apocalypse, right? Because it'll be low IQs walking around doing the
sure.
bidding of the tier 1, tier 2, tier 3 families. What's your thought?
I totally agree. It's the political elites, folks, the elite, which is, you know, the New World Order types. They want the shot. They want everyone to take it. They're angry, Paul. They're pissed off. They came out today and said they have a problem with the amount of anti-vaxxers, the people that are the true resistance to the country. In the chat room, I agree with Freedom One. He says Democrats are the useful idiots for the puppet masters. And he's right. And that's one thing that they use the Democrat Party. It's why I mentioned it as their tool, sort of their proxy army. And then the Democrats further use their proxy army, the immigrants. And they love the immigrants coming over our border because they don't talk back. They all will stand in line and take the COVID shot. And it is true that the European Americans, European whites, we're the ones they're trying to get rid of. They don't like us because we talk back and we ask questions, and God forbid we have those damn critical thinking skills that they can't stand. And we have that is heavily in our DNA, and that's why they want to change our DNA, and they want to make the whole population to be dumber. Let's dumb it down. Let's bring in millions of folks from the third world. Dumb down America and we'll have more control. And that's what it's all about. Like I was saying, it's got nothing to do with healthcare. It's all about control and compliance, Paul.
That's right. So here's my suggestion to everyone, like the gunslinger and me and you, we're all in our mid to young, mid-50s. We've made some investments. We've got the 401ks. You know, we've got the money, whether we made it in Bitcoin or stocks or a business. Here's what I think we should do. Because you know I'm doing this anyways. We talked about this when Trump got elected. I worked hard. I made my money during the Trump era. We should all cash ourselves out, get out of the stock market. That'll dump it on the Democrats. Get out of our investments and dump it on the left. We'll get cash now. We'll all go buy beautiful homes up in the mountains and the bastions away from the inner cities and let them burn themselves because they'll be so pissed off that their money's not worth anything anymore. Their stocks have crumbled. They've got no money. The young kids aren't investing anyways. They have nothing. And we'll just go to the mountains. Go to where the brown and the black hate to be that are infiltrating our country over the border. They don't want to be in the snow. They don't want to be in the clean air. We'll go buy that land, go in the mountains, and then fortitude ourselves because we will help each other. We will give each other the guns, the water, the food, the animals. We'll help each other all. And then we'll defend against them when they try to come up, even though we know they won't, because they hate they hate cold weather, they hate four seasons, they want to be in the South, from Florida all the way to Southern California. I say we give it to them, and we instead of going east and west coast, we'll go north coast, south coast. Give them the South, we'll take the North, and dare them to come up our mountain. Because we'll just shoot them right down the hill.
That's right. That North Country is what I want. Give me the Alpine Mountains, part of my Germanic warlord ancestry, and I'll be right at home, buddy. I love the cold. I like mountains. I like snow and ice. And also those damn nasty avalanches to invading armies that come up there. How that happens.
And, you know, the best thing is that if we cash everything out now, and we go buy it up, we'll have the money for the wood in the fireplace, for the oil in the furnace. Like, we'll have the capital for it all. And if somebody's short, we'll just give them some of ours. It's no big deal. And
that's right.
All the snow that falls gives us fresh water, so we're never out of water either. We have all the resources. All we do is take Minnesota and just separate them right out from what we have.
That's right, and it's going to come to that because even some folks, we have these Hopi mystics here in Arizona and some of the Indian people from the reservations have even called the show. The show goes far and wide, and they said that this is their own Hopi Indian prophecies. They say in times of the zombie apocalypse and things of that nature that Paul's talking about, you know, the onslaught, that the white European man will go up in the mountains. And that's in their own Hopi prophecies. They said, we see you going up in the mountains and setting up a new country. So I go, yeah, that could definitely happen. One thing also I've always said, if the other thing that we could do in the second tier is cash out, get our money. If we have to leave the country, we're going to go to South America. We're going to buy up all that cheap land in South America and start a new country if we have to vacate the premises, you know. But the long and short of it is going up north in the mountains. I love the mountains, Paul. That'd be great. We have talked about that, and that needs to that would be a serious consideration. Absolutely, man.
Yeah, we got to go do it, and then watch how the jealousy of New York and California come after us because we created the best bastion away from their crap.
That's right, and they would do that because they are petty, and I always tell folks, never underestimate the pettiness of your and the jealousy of your enemy. They're extremely petty. Paul, great points, man. Have a great night. Appreciate it.
Okay, man. We'll talk to you soon.
You know it. It's Paul the Gladiator, folks. Great, great points there. Love that. Yeah, we might have to go up north. That's definitely true. Love having Paul on the show here. Let's get another caller in here. Let's get Brett the Surfer. And we're going to try to squeeze an Irish pirate, but he's our tech wizard, and he knows the drill. Let's get Brett on to chime in after Paul's comments. Brett, are you there tonight?
Vaughn,
surfing off the coast of Mexico. I'm doing good, man. Doing good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Beautiful night.
Lots
here,
going
yeah,
on, man. Duck and cover,
oh,
Brett.
Yeah. Yeah.
Duck and cover.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you ready to pack up and go and build a new country, build a new fortress? I am.
Yeah. I don't think I'd be up in the snow. You guys can take that snow, man.
I'll take the snow.
I'm
love
the
surfer, ski,
man. I'll. Yeah.
I'm gonna
I
surf
love,
on
I
the snow.
That,
how about
but,
those apples?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
wherever
like
we go, I always say the Pacific Northwest is the best place to go because we need a harbor. We need a port. We need the surfing waves. I love the surf, too. We need the mountains, and we need the snow for water. So you got to think in the way of resources.
Yeah.
We need
you know,
that,
you're talking
that
about,
area. It's got
I've
everything.
Thought about Chile way down south.
Me too. Chile, Argentina.
Chile.
Paraguay, Chile has got very cheap land. I'm actually researching it now and talking to people down to there. But no, it's like these things are half serious at some point. And at some point when things hit the fan, they become very serious. So you do your footwork now. I can be broadcasting the show from Chile or Argentina, you know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those areas are definitely in play. Look, what I say, and Paul touched on this, and we talked about this, what I hear consistently is the Democrat Party and the media and the government, what's their common theme, Brett? They go, you evil white European man, screw you, get out of our country, we don't care what you think, Trump lost, they say, quote unquote, screw you, get out of here, right? That's their bottom, I just boil it down for you. That's really what they're saying. The hell with you. Sit down and shut up, white man. Well, I go,
yeah,
okay, great.
I think they're,
why don't you pay us to leave? Why don't we get reparations to leave? Why don't you all cut us checks for $100,000 or say $1 million we'll cash out of our Social Security. We'll cash out and we'll go. You cash us out and we'll go. How about those apples?
Well, it'll be. I think that right now with Russia and China, I think that we just look weak, and they realize that, and they're going to take advantage of that, of Biden's position right now. And I mean, I think he was sending warships out into the. I don't know. I think he was, and he called them back. He said, you know, let's cancel this. You know, that's a sign of weakness when they see that, and that's a scary thing. You know, but China's economy is not bouncing back like ours is, and I think that's something also to that's something good to know and to see. You know that perhaps
right,
they are
right.
going to be the next dominant players.
God forbid.
You know?
America's got to stay at the helm, because if we go, so goes the world. Because I always tell folks, do you really want China in control? Really? Russia would be far better to me than China. I wish we had Putin as our president and that Russia had Biden. How about those apples?
Yeah.
I mean, Putin's a lot stronger. You know what I mean? I mean, I'd rather have Putin as our guy, but if I could switch him, I would.
I wouldn't want to meet him in I'd rather meet Biden in a dark alley than Putin.
I don't know about
that. Way,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Biden would sit Kamala Harris on you.
Yeah,
and his
that
cabinet.
Would be pretty scary.
It's freaked out she cabinet.
I think. It would be.
He'd sit Pelosi on you and Nadler, and he'd sit Chuck E. Schumer against you, man, and the Democrat mongrel hordes would be coming after you. No, and we make
sounds like a terrible
things
nightmare.
And we can. It would be. We can have some fun with these things, but it's just amazing. They always say that, so I go, look, man, I'm willing to go if they're willing to cash me out and give us $1 or $2 million apiece, up front cash, and that's moving money. Sure. You know?
I find it amazing that they can keep with the quantitative easing is going to infinity. I don't know. It's amazing that the dollar hasn't collapsed yet. I find that amazing.
We're a very resilient country and we're very large, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's why.
And then again,
that's why,
a sovereign country, we have our own printing press, you know, money-making machine. So I don't know.
Damn right we do. The way I look at it, we lost this debt argument decades ago, like I was saying. And by the way, we can print our way into oblivion. I mean, actually, the Treasury can go up to $50 trillion, I heard. And so, look, folks, this debt's never going to get paid back. That's a pipe dream.
No.
If you believe in that, you believe in the tooth fairy. And I've got some swamp land in Dallas to tell you, okay?
Yeah, there's
never
going to
happen.
There's no way.
And also, you mentioned Ukraine. It's not worth going to war over Ukraine with. I'm sorry. I'm glad that Biden actually took back the shifts, because we don't want to get into a World War III. That area over there, like I've mentioned to you several, we're about the only show talking about it, is that's about to blow up over there in Belarus, in Ukraine, in Poland, in Russia. And all world wars have started over there on the continent of Europe, and so we don't want to go in. It's not worth our blood and treasure, man.
It's not.
Ukraine,
it's not.
Taiwan,
it's only better.
You're on your own. Good luck, guys. Good luck. You know? Don't drag us into your wars. We've had enough war to last us a millennia, you know? It's crazy.
And I think, you know, we have been in Afghanistan too long. I think how long do we need to be there, you know?
20 more years, according to some. Isn't that crazy?
20 more years.
No, I'm being sarcastic. Being facetious. Some people actually want us there forever. Well, we all know they're trying to guard the poppy fields. There's the big drug trade that comes out of there and the arms trade. Look, there's a lot of money that's being made on the side. A lot of side hustles, guys. Don't be so naive. And you aren't. And, my callers are very smart, but a lot of people scratch their head, and I go, well, there's a reason why they do what they do. They just can't come out ethically and say it for legal reasons.
Yeah.
Now, again, those are all allegations from my side. I have no proof of anything. I always say I have a very overactive imagination, Brett. I can dream up a lot of things.
I don't think so. I think that's a pretty good assumption. You know, the reason we've been there 19 years. You know,
guessing, man.
Yeah, that's a good guess. That's a good guess.
Thank you, Brett. Thank you, man. Have a great night, buddy.
Man. All right.
Good talking to you, man. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate it, man. Thank you. I'm going to play a little song here. This goes to the Irish Pirate. It's called Oriental Boo.
Mm-hmm.
great. Well, this is end of another, sadly, another broadcast week. We are planning some more shows that we might be going to more nights. We're working on that with our contract. I want to thank again our sponsor, Northwest Valley Towing, here in the Northwest Valley. Contact them at 602-615-1604. Many of you have heard of critical race theory. Just know that it's bad. Critical race theory is nothing more than teaching the public to hate white people because of their race. That's it. That's what your schools and government currently support. It's not a misguided attempt at helping blacks. It's a deliberate hostility and aggression toward your people. It's to be what they're all about lately. We want everyone in the country to do well. I don't care if you're purple, black, brown, yellow, red, white, or indifferent. We want everyone to do well. We need to, our nation may not heal, but at the very least, we need to be aware of what's going on, make those strong local associations. And if we need to, we will start a new country. We will do something that we need to basically do. We thank you all for being here tonight again for a great show, and I appreciate it. And I leave you with this.
Just don't leave.